Look at that, following in great footsteps. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. The situation, needless to say, is very difficult. And on the other hand, we're sitting here with Shalom, with Shalva, learning like every other Wednesday morning. And you wonder how we can do both at the same time. On the one hand, terrible events are happening all over Israel, with no exception. This is not an issue of the territories versus the non-territories. I never, by the way, understood that term, because if you think about it, every piece of land is called a territory. But we all know what it means. And on the other hand, here we are, and we're sitting here, v'shalom v'shalva, learning this morning. And I'd like to put it into context of a very interesting halacha that I'd like to share with you. When can you start davening mincha, and when can you stop davening mincha? Every day. Now, mincha is a big deal. Why is mincha a big deal for us?
It's the middle of a busy day.
Pardon?
It's the middle of a busy day and you've got to wake up and daven.
Absolutely. Your name?
Mendel Feingold.
So Mendel says that mincha is a very difficult thing to do. And not only is he quoting himself, which is beautiful, he's quoting the Torah. If you look at the Torah, who is the Torah? I am sure that his mother did not say, Tor! Stop beating up your brother. Who was the Tor? The son of the Rosh. His name also wasn't the Rosh. We'll leave that for a different time when we quote him. The Tor was the son of the Rosh. He wrote one of the first codes on Jewish law in his own way. The Beit Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, wrote a Perush on it, a very long and encyclopedic Perush. And from that, his conclusions, he wrote the famous Shulchan Aruch. So you could say that the Torah is the instigator to the Shulchan Aruch we all call today. The Torah, when he talks about all the things you can't do before Mincha, quotes Mendel almost verbatim. He says that when Mincha time comes, you have to be very careful with it. Ve'hatam, and the reason. In the morning, before you start your day, as long as you put on your alarm clock on time, and as long as you're not lazy, and you don't press the famous button that starts with the letter S, you go to shul, you put it into your daily schedule. Same thing at night with regard to Ma'ariv. When is Ma'ariv? V'chen shel Erev. B'layla's mana yadua b'va'ol l'veitovu hu panui mi'asakav. Your day is over, you come home, you get a minyan for Ma'ariv, and Baruch Hashem, in every Jewish community today, there's minyanim for Ma'ariv until very late at night. What is the biggest challenge? Mincha. Mincha is a challenge. You have to put it into your day. Now the challenge is even more sharpened at what time of the year?
In the winter.
Now, in the winter. Shkia today is at what time?
4:41.
Shkia. Shkia, sunset.
4:41 yesterday.
5:02.
I think 5:02 is very late. We'll get to that in a minute, Bruce. If you daven so late, if you mekayim the mitzvah, I think you've missed it. Shkia today is at anyone?
4:40.
4:40. So that means that we have a very, very small window of time that we can daven mincha. The halacha is that mincha time starts a half an hour after chatzot. So from half an hour after chatzot, which today is probably at about what time? Around 11:20, 11:15. Till about 40, we'll get to that later, till what time. The bottom line is we have a small window of time and we have to get it into our day. So mincha is a challenge. Mincha is a time of the day where you have to stop your regular day and actually put in mincha. From that perspective, says the Torah and Mendel, that mincha is a very challenging tefillah. Now, going one step further, mincha is a challenging tefillah for a totally different other reason. When does mincha's time start? You said chatzot. Actually, it's a half an hour after chatzot. But the Gemara does not use that term. It's very interesting. The Gemara in Maseches Yuma, very famous Gemara, says the following. We all know that Yitzchak is the man of Mincha, right? Well, I'm not going to get into it now, but the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma, Daf Kof Chet Amud Bet, 28. B, Bruce is not listening, Amar Rav Safra, says Rav Safra, Tzlute da Avraham mika mishachre kotle. The davening of Avraham Avinu was from the time that the walls of the house began to darken. Says Rashi, Tfilat Ha'erev Shelo. This was his evening prayer, namely, Mincha. How do we know that?
Right.
Because the Gemara, the Mishnah in Meseches Brachos, when it dictates the times of davening, says Tfilascha Ad Ha'erev, according to the majority opinion. There is a descending opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that we'd love to use in the summer for the early Shabbases, and that is that it ends at Plaga Mincha. But the majority opinion is Ad Ha'erev. So Tzlute da Avram, says the Gemara, not Yitzchak, is Mikameshachre Kotle, from the time that the walls begin to darken. Very nice. When does Mincha time end?
By night.
Myriv. Anyone else? Interesting. The Ramah Paskins, just like the Gemara said, Ad Ha'erev, the Ramah Paskins, Ad Ha'erev means, and I quote, B'di'evet o b'sha'at adchak, Yatzai mitpalel mincha ad halayla, dahaynu atzeta kochavim, says the Raman Simon Reish Lamed Gimel, that you can daven mincha till it's nacht, till it's night. The Mishnah Brura.
You say three stars, is that?
He didn't. Atzeta kochavim, from our perspective, yes, it's three stars.
You mean starting mincha? You say three stars?
Not yet, you have to finish mincha by night. In other words, as long as there's a spark of day, says the Raman, you can daven mincha. The Mishnah Brura and all the Lithuanians, including the Aruch HaShulchan, is quick to point out at that moment that indeed you can daven until time. However, he says that it's better not to do that. Why?
Because you might go over into night. You might say, right, I can wait.
Anyone else? That could be true about any mitzvah. Why is this different? Says the Ramah, says the Mishnah Brura, and the Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. The Mishnah Brura, if you want to look it up, is Reish Lamed Gimel Yedalet. He says, we have a certain time in the day called twilight. Between 4:40, let's say, this afternoon until about 5, it's twilight time. Twilight time is a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Laila. We don't know if it's day or night, or both, or perhaps none. So therefore, you can't daven Mincha at that time. Mincha is the afternoon prayer. So when you get to a point of the day of 4:40 till about 5, those 20 minutes, that's, we can't say I'm davening the afternoon prayer. Maybe it's not afternoon already. Maybe it's evening. On the other hand, I can't daven Myriv yet because it's not dark yet. So the Mishnah Brura pushes it back a little and says you have to finish by Shkia. And that's the way I was taught from the day I began to learn Hilchos Tefillah. You have to finish Mincha by Shkia. Shkia is the cutoff time for Mincha. You got the Shkia, no good. Some allow a little bit into Ben HaShmashot, a little bit, but not all the way to Tzeit HaKochavim. So we have an interesting machlokas here. Interesting machlokas. The Ramah allows it until the night, necessary. And the Mishnah Brura says he pushes it back to Shkia. Now, I'm not going to get into their machlokas and explaining it. All I'll say is one thing. This is a very consistent machloket in understanding simple words in the Gemara, interpreting them. When the Mishnah says, Ad Ha'erev, what does it mean, Erev? So it can mean night, or it can mean evening. Those are two different terms. So comes along the Raman and says it means night, and comes along the Mishnah Brura and says, no, it means evening. When does the evening begin? When I don't see the sun anymore. When don't I see the sun? When the sun sets. Where do we find a very similar machloket coming up to Chanukah? Morning, not exactly. Mishetishka chama chetichve regel min hashuk, says the Gemara, is the time you light Chanukah candles. From the time the sun goes down. What is Mishetishka chama, famous machlokes? Comes along the Grun, says, Shkia, 4:40. Comes along the Shulchan Aruch and says, Tzeit HaKochavim. Once again, when you say there's no more sun, does that mean it's night, darkness?
Depends where you are.
Or does it mean no more sun?
Here it's different from... Say, from
you're absolutely
from,
right, it's different.
From I come from the United Kingdom.
You're right.
I mean,
you're right.
There's
a very big difference of the amount of time of Ben HaShmashos in every locale. Again, if we paskin like the Gra that Ben Ashmashos is what it is, not like Rabbeinu Tam, then in every locale, the Ben Ashmashos, depending on how far you are from the equator, will change. The further you are from the equator, the bigger twilight you have. And in the United Kingdom, thank God, you're very far from the equator. In Israel, we're closer to the equator, and thus the general minhag, let's say, in this area, is like 20 minutes after Shkia is Myrif time mamish. It's not a bidyevet, it's not repeat Shema afterwards, it's Myrif time mamish. You're absolutely correct. But
regardless, 20 past 9 in the summer, 20 past 9. That's where I come from, Manchester. 20 past 9, and 11 o'clock is night.
You're right. But from our perspective, we see once again when any time the Mishnah, the Gemara says the words "sun goes down" or "erev," you can take it in one of two ways: either it means night, or it means when there's no more sun. So we see it by Mincha, Machlokas Ramah in Mishnah Brura. We see it by Hanukkah candles, Machlokas Gra Shulchan Aruch, from our perspective. Of course, there's people that preceded them, but that's the way we know it. And we see it in another place. Right after Hanukkah, unfortunately, if things don't change, will be Asara B'Teves. The Gemara says, Kol Ta'anit Shalosh, Shalosh Haka'a Lav Chachama, Lav Shmei Ta'anit. Any fast day that the sun does not go on is not a fast day. In other words, if you just fast from, let's say, the morning day, it's not considered a fast day. You didn't mekayim a fast day. A fast day is up until mishetishka achama. What does that mean? Once again, a machlokas rishonim, machlokas achronim, guess?
Night.
Either it means shkia, or it means night. Either it means sunset, or it means night. So we see it's very consistent. But what's interesting is that mincha time, going back to our mincha, it starts out, says the Gemara, as the Gemara said in Yuma, when mikamishachre kotle, when the walls in the house begin to get dark. The sun rises in the east, starts going down in the west. When the walls of the house start getting dark, I mean it's broad daylight outside, but ep is a little darkness, that's when mincha starts. So when does mincha end? When ep is, it's getting dark, but it's not totally dark. If it's dark, no mincha. If it's totally dark, you can't daven mincha. But if it's a tetch before, or maybe according to the Mishnah Bura, 20 minutes before getting dark, but we're beginning to put on our headlights in the car, that's when mincha ends. What do we learn from this? What can we deduce from this? In my humble opinion, we can deduce from this that unlike the morning and unlike the evening, mincha is very unique because it's a symbiosis, it's a combination. It's a dialectic of day and night. Light and darkness. That's when it begins, when it's a little darkness, and that's when it ends, when it's totally dark. But not totally. A little bit of spark of light is there. And in my humble opinion, that's the situation that we find ourselves in right now. We're in a situation in Israel where there's a lot of specks of darkness, and yet a lot of specks of light. As many piguim, unfortunately, that have befallen upon us in the last few weeks, there's many that have been sabotaged at the same time, before they happened. For as many people, unfortunately, that died, al-Kiddush Hashem, Hashem Yikom Damam, there are many, many, many incidents every day that the news does not tell us about, because they're nipped in the bud before they happen. And that is exactly, in my opinion, the time Chazal gave for Mincha every day. And therefore Mincha is such a challenge every day. Because try to get into a mindset where it's not totally gloomy and dark like night. It's not totally optimistic and bright like day, Shachris. But it's both. Try to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, I feel sad and I feel glad. It's much easier to be one or the other. We love to have a Purim versus a Tisha B'Av. But try to come before God and say, I'm both Tisha B'Av and Purim on the same day at the same time. That is very difficult. And therefore, if you look throughout Chazal, especially in Davov, in Meseches Brachos, that the Torah I mentioned starts with, he quotes the Gemara, the Amar of Chelba, Amar of Huna, Lo Olam Yizaher Adam Betfilat HaMincha. Be very careful with Mincha. The Gemara doesn't say, be very careful with Shachris. Doesn't say be very careful with Myrib, because those are very easy. Night, gloomy, we're worried. We can say Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad. Chachamim added that in at the expense of, anybody know? We add in a bracha at night at the expense of smichas, geula, litfila. In the morning, Gal Yisrael, boom, into Shmona Esrei. What do we do at night? It's so gloomy, so scary. Gal Yisrael, God, you're going to redeem us? But we don't stop there. It's so gloomy and scary. What do we add in? Hashkiveinu. And in Golos, in certain places outside of Israel, they add in another bracha, Baruch Hashem lo'olam, amen v'amen. Extra security. Extra shmira. The Gemara doesn't say be very careful. That's natural. In the morning, when you're optimistic, when you get up and you say, I have a fresh day in front of me, also the Gemara doesn't say, but the Gemara says, lo'olam yizaher adam b'tfilat amincha. And it proves it from who? Anybody remember? Not Yitzchak, not Abraham, Elijah the prophet, Eliyahu HaNavi. What happened with Eliyahu HaNavi? What happened with Eliyahu HaNavi? He was on Mount Carmel. He has to stand out for the Jewish people. He has to go ahead and say, what? God is the king, and all the Avodah Zarah is wrong. When was he answered? Vayihi ba'alota mincha vayigash Eliyahu. At the time of mincha. Now let's just think about that story a second. Was that an outright victory for Eliyahu HaNavi?
Was that mincha? Was that
at the time of mincha?
No,
no, no. At the time, not a mincha, the korban mincha. Vayihi ba'alota mincha. At the time of mincha, vayigash Eliyahu. Eliyahu went and brought the korban. Does anybody think that was an all outright victory or not?
Well, it was the time. It was not. At the moment he thought it might be, but history proved it was not. But by the next day it was not.
By the next day it wasn't. By the next day, Achav, the Russia, is still the king. And the Jewish people, it's a very short victory. They go back to what they're doing. It wasn't an outright victory. It was a spark of light at a time of darkness. It was once again, both. The proof text, the Gemara says that Mincha is so important, be careful with it, is Eliyahu. And I think is the situation we have today. And therefore, it's not by chance that Minhag Yisrael, the custom of the Jewish people, is when you open the door to Eliyahu HaNavi, on the night of the Seder, what do you say? Baruch haba melech HaMashiach, ani ma'amin be'emun HaShlema. Do you say very optimistic things? We're opening the door for Eliyahu. Three cups of wine down our system. We're optimistic. We're happy. We're redeemed. We open the door and what do we say? Shpoch HaMapcha LaGoyim HaShem Lo Yida'ucha. Pour out your wrath on all the nations of the world that don't know you. And on those wonderful governments that don't call out in your name, and your name is a name of Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'chanun, a merciful God, and they call out a name, and I don't even want to repeat what they say, God is not a merciful God, He's a murderous God, and in the name of God, I'm going to murder people. That's what we do, we open the door to Eliyahu. So when we open the door to Eliyahu, we could say optimistic? No. Can we say totally pessimistic? No, it's both. We believe and we hope that just like God redeemed us from Egypt, and we just talked about it at the Seder, He will redeem us again. And there's many redemptions since the redemption from Egypt that we can talk of. And yet, we can unfortunately have to still open the door and say those words. Not optimistic words. That is Mincha every day. It starts when there's a speck of darkness with light, and it ends when there's a speck of darkness with light. That is our mincha experience every day. As the Prisha says on the tour, the Prisha says that mincha is a time when you're tarud, when you're bothered. Bothered could be with good things and bad things. I would like to suggest with both. And that's why mincha and the time of mincha is so unique. And thus, mincha is at the time of semi-darkness, and that's the situation I believe we're in. And we dare not totally lose hope. And on the other hand, we dare not be blind. We can't say everything is wonderful, just like the Torah gives us a bracha of Atova Hametiv. Chazal made a bracha of Dayana Ha'emes. And sometimes, says the Gemara, you say him at the same time. When?
Someone dies and you inherit.
When someone dies and you inherit. So Dayana Ha'emes, unfortunately, my father died. But Atova Hametiv, I got a big Yerusha. At the same time! It's not a time of happiness, it's not a time of total sadness, it's in between. And that's why Mincha is so challenging. It's at a time of the day when you're so busy physically, and you have all these emotions going through you. You may have closed the deal and lost the deal at the same time in the office, and that's when you have to daven mincha.
By davening early, are we avoiding that?
I don't think so, because the Gemara say in Yoma, big machlokes are what the Gemara means, but the Gemara says that when do you start davening mincha? Mikam mishachrei kotle. We say it's a half an hour after chatzos, perhaps it's already at chatzos, whatever it might be, it's the time when darkness is beginning. We don't feel it. Just like in the morning when you say alot ha-shachar, it's pitch black outside, but that's when day is beginning.
I'm sorry, but 1 o'clock very good.
Right. We're not going to get into the question what's better, mincha ketana, mincha gedola, today. Right. I'm just saying that at either time you daven, you do have this speck of darkness together with light. That, in my opinion, is the situation we're in now. We can't lose hope on the one hand, and we can't be totally optimistic on the other. We have to do both. It is much more easier for all of us to be one-sided and black and white. But as you could see, in the morning, perhaps you can be black and white. In the evening, perhaps you can be black and white. In the afternoon, you can't be black and white. It is both black and white, darkness and light together.